The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you an opening for a Microsoft Accessibility Specialist, an AFB survey on technology use, an AFB 100-year celebration concert will be on Zoom March 4th. The ACB Victor Reader survey was posted on February 19th, but because of the storm last week, I didn't read it. The Arthur Milton Scholarship is taking applicants from Guiding Eyes, and Novel Ideas will be meeting March 19th. And there's a 421 donor program to support ACB programs. I'm going to get started. Microsoft hiring accessibility specialist, corporate, external, and legal affairs disability answer desk team. United States, job number 975329, 0 to 25% travel, profession, services, role type, individual contributor, employment, full-time. Accessibility is a key part of Microsoft's mission to empower all people and organizations to achieve more. The CELA Enterprise Disability Answer Desk team partners across Microsoft to make that vision a reality for people with disabilities. As part of this focus, we are looking for a solution-oriented accessibility escalation engineer with a strong background and knowledge of assistive technologies, accessibility, and customer issue remediation. Are you passionate about the user experience of Microsoft products for users with disabilities? Are you able to assist others who have less experience in accessibility to maximize the functionality designed by Microsoft products and services in creating accessible content? Are you a technical, experienced professional capable of managing customer feedback and issues to improve accessibility across the breadth of Microsoft's products and services? Do you possess strong organizational skills, excellent communication skills, and have a provable track record of juggling multiple issues simultaneously? Then read on. We are looking for an accessibility escalation engineer that will assist customers and partners in resolving accessibility issues with the Microsoft portfolio of products and services, along with advocating for improved user experiences in our products and services to positively affect consumption. The ideal candidate will have a wide range of skills and understanding for all aspects of disability, including visual, mobility, hearing, cognitive, speech, and how accessibility can drive improvements to the overall user experience. Responsibilities. Bullet: provide exceptional customer service for issues impacting the user experience for those with disabilities and drive appropriate changes with engineering teams. Bullet: serve as the frontline support contact for Microsoft government, nonprofit, business, and educational customers, supporting accessibility within their organizations who have accessibility questions. Bullet: responsible for efficiently managing the relationship with these customers and thoroughly documenting their cases. Bullet: be recognized and act as a technical subject matter expert for accessibility. Bullet: communicate trends and concerns to accessibility leadership. Bullet: work with other Microsoft accessibility test suppliers to ensure customer issues are translated into actionable feedback for engineering teams. Qualifications. Required: 3+ years of working with assistive technologies. Examples: NVDA, JAWS, ZoomText, Dragon Naturally Speaking. Experience with accessibility and assistive technology on one platform: Windows, Android, Mac, or iOS. 3+ years of demonstrated experience with accessibility standards and guidelines, such as 508, 255, CVAA, EN301, 549, and WCAG. Passion for technology, accessibility, and overall quality. Strong written, verbal, and presentation skills. Team player with proven ability to build trustful relationships and to work in diverse teams. Experience with at least one product used by Microsoft Enterprise customers, such as Azure, SharePoint, Dynamics, or M365 Admin Center. Desired qualifications: bachelor's degree in related fields, such as rehabilitation, counseling, special education, disability studies, counseling, or psychology. Previous experience in a customer phase role, with a strong emphasis in client satisfaction. Exceptional skills in collaboration, consultation, communication, client support, and analysis. Certification in accessibility is preferred. Examples: Trusted Tester, CPACC, Certified Professional in Accessibility Core Competencies. Experience working directly with disability community preferred. Location: remote work from any location in the U.S. Microsoft is an equal opportunity employer. All qualified applicants will receive consideration for employment without regard to age, ancestry, color, family or medical care leave, gender identity or expression, genetic information, marital status, medical condition, national origin, physical or mental disability, political affiliation, protected veteran status, race, religion, sex, including pregnancy, sexual orientation, or any other characteristic protected by applicable laws, regulations, and ordinances. We also consider qualified applicants regardless of their criminal histories, consistent with legal requirements. If you need assistance and or a reasonable accommodation due to a disability during the application or the recruiting process, please send a request via the accommodation request form. Hot link. Benefits, perks listed below may vary depending on the nature of your employment with Microsoft and the country where you work. Benefits and perks: industry-leading healthcare, savings and investments, giving programs, educational resources, maternity and paternity leave, opportunities to network and connect, discounts on products and services, generous time away. Resources: hot links for accessibility support, frequently asked questions, interview tips, and search more jobs. There's an apply now accessibility specialist to job cart. There's a save button there. From the American Foundation for the Blind, take part in a survey to share your experience with technology use. Are you blind or do you have low vision? Have you worked within the last 5 years or are you seeking work? Do you use accommodations, for example, assistive technology, reverse contrast, additional lighting, or braille? If you said yes to these questions, then we want to invite you to fill out our accessible online survey. Specific survey topics include your current employment, including self-employment, seeking employment if you're not currently employed and are looking, how you have learned to use assistive technology or tools, the hiring and onboarding process, training provided by your employer, working with IT staff, the social-emotional impact of visual impairment. In addition, there are sections for some participants based on their situation, including experiencing changes in vision in the last 5 years, self-employment, and telework. The survey should take about 30 to 45 minutes to complete. You will have the opportunity to enter a raffle to win one of 15 $25 Amazon gift cards. We will use what we learn from this survey to help inform technology companies so they can improve their products for accessibility. Share with vocational rehabilitation, VR, professionals the challenges and solutions workers use so they can better prepare their clients for work. Inform IT and HR staff so they can better meet the needs of those applying for and obtaining employment. Give individuals with vision loss information to ensure they can have a better understanding of how those like themselves use technology to be successful and how they overcome challenges they experience. There's a hot link to take the survey. If you have any questions or need more information, please contact Dr. L. Penny Rosenblum, AFB Director of Research, email prosenblum at afb.org, or call her at 202-469-6837. The survey closes Sunday evening, February 28th at 11:59 Pacific Time. Art of Inclusion, AFB 100 Concert and Celebration. Inclusion knows no limits. Our centennial celebration continues March 4th with the Art of Inclusion Concert and Gala, featuring a star-studded cast of artists and leaders committed to equity and inclusion. The gala will be co-hosted by Haben Girma, G-I-R-M-A, author of the best-selling memoir Haben, The Deafblind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law, and AFB President and CEO Kirk Adams, Ph.D. Featuring music from Grammy-nominated artists Amadou and Mariam, and Marcus Roberts, jazz pianist Matthew Whitaker, Tony-nominated actor and singer Sean Allen Krill, songwriter and singer Jenna Bell, hip-hop artist Dallo Black, students from the New York Institute for Special Education Choir, and more. This is sure to be an event you won't want to miss. The Art of Inclusion AFB 100 Concert and Celebration, an award-winning lineup of performers and other special guests, March 4th, 2021, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Available to stream via afb.org/art-of-inclusion. Advance registration suggested at afb.org/100-sign-up. For additional information about 100 years of AFB and our ongoing series of centennial conversations, visit afb.org/100. AFB is committed to creating inclusive events. Captions, ASL, audio description, and transcripts will be available for all. Hashtag AFB100Events. Please let us know if you need any other accommodations by contacting communications at afb.org. See you there, signed AFB Community. We are grateful to our sponsors whose generous contributions allow us to offer all of our centennial events free of cost. Diamond sponsors, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Hewlett Packard Enterprise, Platinum, American Printing House for the Blind, Google, Northrop Grumman, Exelon, Pepco, U.S. Bank, Vonda, Walmart, Gold, Microsoft, Silver, Charter Communications, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. Exhibitor, National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. Sponsors, New York Life, Lighthouse for the Blind, Seattle. HumanWare's Victor Reader team is conducting a survey. Below, the message and the HTTPS web address for those who want to participate. Dear Victor Reader Stream owner, HumanWare and the Victor Reader team would love to hear your thoughts and feedback about the Victor Reader Stream and more. We have designed a custom survey to ensure we fully capture your experience and needs. The survey may take 10 minutes or more to complete and includes general questions, feedback about your Victor Reader Stream experience, and a list of global features to be rated by you. The survey will be open until March 2nd, and after that we will have to stop receiving responses. Your feedback is highly valuable to us, and we thank you for taking this time and being part of the future with us. Hotlink, https://docs.google.com/forms/d/e/number1, capital F, capital A, capital I, capital C, capital O, capital I, capital S, D, capital V, U, capital M, capital Q, capital L, capital S, D, capital V, U, capital M, capital Q, N, C, capital O, capital I, capital D, capital U, Q, capital G, T, capital I, 7, capital J, capital H, 2, dash, C, number 5, capital L, capital V, capital P, capital E, 4, R, J, T, P, capital M, I, 0, F, 7, capital D, dash, 5, C, 7, capital K, capital J, M, capital B, dash, B, capital A, slash, view form. From Guiding Eyes, the Arthur Milton Scholarship Fund at Guiding Eyes for the Blind. We are pleased to share that the Arthur and Phyllis Milton Foundation, Incorporated, has reinstated the Arthur Milton Scholarship Fund this year in honor of the late Arthur Milton, a well-known retired insurance executive, consumerist, author, and consultant. A $5,000 scholarship will be awarded to outstanding graduates of Guiding Eyes for the Blind to assist each individual's pursuit of higher education. Initially awarded in 2000, the late Mr. Milton commented, "I selected Guiding Eyes for this special gift because the courage of their students in choosing a guide dog to open up new horizons for themselves made a deep impact on upon me." Applications are due by email by April 1st, 2021. To receive a copy of the application and to submit the completed form, please reach out to Rebecca Cross at rcross@guidingeyes.org or Robin Horan at rhoran@guidingeyes.org. The Milton Award Committee will select the winners of the scholarship and inform applicants by June 15th. Novel Ideas meeting March 19, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss What She Left Behind by Ellen Marie Wiseman, DB C06250. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book What She Left Behind by Ellen Marie Wiseman, DB C06250. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. 10 years ago, Izzy Stone's mother fatally shot her father while he slept. Devastated by her mother's apparent insanity, Izzy, now 17, refuses to visit her in prison. But her new foster parents, employees at the local museum, have enlisted Izzy's help in cataloging items at a long-shuttered state asylum. There, amid piles of abandoned belongings, Izzy discovers a stack of unopened letters, a decades-old journal, and a window into her own past. Clara Cartwright, 18 years old in 1929, is caught between her overbearing parents and her love for an Italian immigrant. Furious when she rejects an arranged marriage, Clara's father sends her to a genteel home for nervous invalids. But when his fortune is lost in the stock market crash, he can no longer afford her care, and Clara is committed to the public asylum. Even as Izzy deals with the challenges of yet another new beginning, Clara's story keeps drawing her into the past. If Clara was never really mentally ill, could something else explain her own mother's violent act? Piecing together Clara's fate compels Izzy to re-examine her own choices, with shocking and unexpected results. Illuminating and provocative, What She Left Behind is a masterful novel about the yearning to belong and the mysteries that can belie even the most ordinary life. Join us in this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Hosted by Randy Shelton, email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-host Ruth Ann Acosta, ruth1244@gmail.com. Date Friday, March 19, 2021. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 0100 Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers or execute the Zoom meeting link found in your Zoom invitation. Robert Acosta is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, Novel Ideas, meets the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join Zoom meeting at the hot link. Meeting ID 584-149-162. Passcode AWZ. OneTap mobile numbers in New York and Germantown. 929-205-6099. 301-715-8592. Dial by your location numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, or Houston. Use the meeting ID 584-149-162. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KDXK6DOWR. Those wishing to subscribe to past Novel Ideas program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is https://accessibleworld.org/feed/podcast/novel. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Randy Shelton. From the ACB Monthly Monetary Support Team. 421 for 21. This is a reminder. 421 for 21. The Monthly Monetary Support MMS team has set a goal of 421 participants in 2021. In 2020, you helped us grow for 256 members over our goal of 321. That was fantastic, so we're counting on you to do it again in 2021. This year, we are encouraging you to invite a friend. You pledge at least $10 a month, withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Up to 50% of what you give can go to an affiliate of your choice, and the rest goes to ACB. And if you're already part of the MMS program, you can increase your monthly donations in $5 increments. Now, to get your interest growing, those individuals signing up for the MMS program during the 2021 ACB Leadership Conference will be eligible to win a 32-inch smart television. Also, they will be eligible for a daily drawing of $50 for February 21 through 23. Whoops, that's past. In addition, those entries will be eligible to win one of two grand prizes after the 2021 National Conference. The first is a $500 gift card, and the second is a Sonos One second generation smart speaker. For additional information and to sign up, you can use email askacbmms@gmail.com. Telephone 202-743-0755. Make sure you leave your name. Signed, Gene Mann, co-chair, and George Holliday, co-chair. The ACB MMS team. Telephone 215-796-9813. Email george.holliday@comcast.net. From Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired, have you been dreaming and planning out your pitch for the 2021 Holman Prize for Blind Ambition? Maybe you've even already shot your pitch video. Well, January 20th, beginning at noon Pacific time, you can apply for the 2021 Holman Prize. Haven't heard about the Holman Prize yet? Here's more info. Now in its fifth year, the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition annually awards up to $25,000 each to three blind people from around the world with incredible ideas that will shatter misconceptions about blindness worldwide. We are thrilled to announce this year that one of the $25,000 prizes is sponsored by one of our close partners, Waymo. The Holman Prize, named after James Holman, a blind 19th century explorer who is the most prolific private traveler of anyone blind or sighted before the era of modern transportation. The only qualifications for the Holman Prize are that you must be blind, including legally blind and partially sighted, and that you must be 18 years old by October 1st, 2021. But if you're not quite ready to upload your 90-second YouTube pitch and fill out the application, there's no need to worry. Applications close March 14th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific. Check out our Holman Prize Frequently Asked Questions at the hot link, and if you don't find your answer there, email us at holman@lighthouse-sf.org. Stay tuned for the next 2 months as we share updates on 2021 submissions and updates from our winners. Spread the word about the Holman Prize and follow Holman Prize on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We can't wait to watch your videos. From Seedlings.org, Seedlings Braille Books for Children's 2021 Book Angel Program for VI Children. Register your child for 3 free books per year. This program was originally called Anna's Book Angel Project and was named in memory of our director's 19-year-old daughter who was killed by a drunk driver in 2001. Each year, blind children who were registered receive one free book in Anna's name. But now we want to do even more. Thanks to Seedling's generous donors, children with vision loss who live in the U.S. can receive 3 free Braille books per year. Just register your child or student by filling out the form below. Registration form and wish list for free books. Please note, to ensure the privacy of our friends and supporters, Seedlings does not rent, sell, or exchange its mailing lists with any organization or individual. This includes a form to fill out on the Seedlings.org webpage for the program, and under the wish list is a hot link to view the online catalog of Braille books available for children. You can also call 800-777-8552 to request a catalog. Orders will be filled as time and materials allow. 3 books from your wish list will be shipped together via Free Matter for the Blind. If you would like to print out a registration form to fill in later, you can download a PDF version at Book Angel Program Registration Form Hotlink. It can be mailed to Seedlings Braille Books, P.O. Box 51924, Livonia, Michigan 48151-5924. or faxed 273-427-8552. Call 800-777-8552 if you have questions. Plant a seed. Read. From CNN.com, if you want to travel, you may need a vaccine passport. Dateline San Francisco, CNN Business. Now that coronavirus vaccines are starting to roll out in the U.S. and abroad, many people may be dreaming of the day when they can travel, shop, and go to movies again. But in order to do those activities, you may eventually need something in addition to the vaccine, a vaccine passport application. Several companies and technology groups have begun developing smartphone apps or systems for individuals to upload details of their COVID-19 tests and vaccinations, creating digital credentials that could be shown in order to enter concert venues, stadiums, movie theaters, offices, or even countries. The Common Trust Network, an initiative by Geneva-based nonprofit The Commons Project, and the World Economic Forum has partnered with several airlines, including Cathay Pacific, JetBlue, Lufthansa, Swiss Airlines, United Airlines, and Virgin Atlantic, as well as hundreds of health systems across the United States and the government of Aruba. The Common Pass app, created by the group, allows users to upload medical data such as a COVID-19 test result or eventually a proof of vaccination by a hospital or medical professional, generating a health certificate or pass in the form of a QR code that can be shown to authorities without revealing sensitive information. For travel, the app lists health pass requirements at the points of departure and arrival based on your itinerary. You can be tested every time you cross a border. You cannot be vaccinated every time you cross a border. Thomas Crampton, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for the Commons Project, told CNN Business. He stressed the need for a simple and easily transferable set of credentials, or a digital yellow card, referring to the paper document generally issued as proof of vaccination. Large tech firms are also getting in on the act. IBM developed its own app called Digital Health Pass, which allows companies and venues to customize indicators they would require for entry, including coronavirus tests, temperature checks, and vaccination records. Credentials corresponding to those indicators are then stored in a mobile wallet. In an effort to address one challenge around returning to normalcy after vaccines are distributed widely, developers may now have to confront other challenges, ranging from privacy issues to representing the varied effectiveness of different vaccines. But the most pressing challenge may simply be avoiding the disjointed implementation and mixed success of tech's previous attempts to address public health crises, contact tracing apps. Early on in the pandemic, Apple and Google set aside their smartphone rivalry to jointly develop a Bluetooth-based system to notify users if they'd been exposed to someone with COVID-19. Many countries and state governments around the world also developed and used their own apps. I think where exposure notification ran into some challenges was more of the piecemeal implementation choices, lack of federal leadership, where each state had to go it alone, and so each state had to figure it out independently, said Jenny Wanger, who leads the exposure notification initiatives for Linux Foundation Public Health, a tech-focused organization helping public health authorities around the world combat COVID-19. To encourage better coordination this time, the Linux Foundation has partnered with the COVID-19 Credentials Initiative. There's more at CNN.com about this topic, but I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to North Carolina Reading Service.